I live with my ex because of financial situation.
You still live together?
Yeah, and it's it could be a battle at times. And so I feel trapped. I made a mistake letting my ex adopt my child, and so now I feel there are legal boundaries that's keeping me trapped.
All right, so feel how that feels. And so, and yet you've been witnessing things and beating the drum of enough of that that you really feel that way. You don't think you're making it up. But what we're saying to you is when the way you feel is completely contingent upon your observation and you're not using any of your power to imagine and create differently, then you are bound. In other words, you know what you're feeling? You're feeling the difference between every time you feel bound, when you're mistreating, when you're not treated well, you ask for improvement. When you don't feel free, you ask for more freedom. And so there is a you that has become, as a result of what you've been living, that is so powerful and so free-feeling and so in charge of your own life and so autonomous and so tuned in, tapped in, turned on. But when you witness the things that you're witnessing, you don't let yourself feel that way. And it's really the story that it's such an interesting thing. Hear this. The struggle made you grow, but your attention to the struggle doesn't let you go to the place you grew to. Isn't that interesting? The struggle made your stream go faster, but your attention to the struggle doesn't let you go with the stream. So you keep struggling, so your stream goes faster and faster, and you keep noticing what you're struggling about, so you don't go, and it gets worse and worse and worse. And that's why you feel like you can't breathe. That's why you feel trapped in this experience a bit, you see. But you're not. You're staying there because it's the wisest thing to do right now. This is not a dumb decision that you've made. This is a good decision that you've made. You have financial stability more that is there. This is not a wrong decision. This is a good decision. Pat yourself on the back for it. It's a good decision that you've made, not a permanent one, but it's serving you well right now. Don't you breathe easier in knowing that?
Yes.
It wasn't wrong of you at the time to have this man who loved you and loved this child adopt this child. This child is wanting that parental figure. That was not the wrong decision. That was the right decision. And maybe you're making another decision later, but at the time it was the right decision. You did the best that you knew to do. Everyone does at the time. Don't beat up on yourself for something. Okay. That only separates you from who you are, because the source within you is proud of the decisions you've made and even more proud of where you are. And when you're not, you cause separation.
Got it.
You see?
Got it. It's interesting because I hear your work every day, and I know this, but when I'm trapped in it...
Oh, it's nice to have it applied directly to you. It's nice to feel the full force of it, and we want you to know we're flowing with you and focused with you all the time, whether you're standing in the vicinity of Esther or not. You don't need Esther to have this knowing. We are just distracting you from the drum you've been beating, and we are calling your attention to the drum we've been beating. In other
Thank
words,
you.
Just know, every time you feel bad or restricted or boxed in or not good, every time you feel anything like that, you're just beating a different drum than the drum the source
Got
within
it.
You is. And so a good thing to say on a pretty regular basis or to ask is, inner being or source or Abraham or whatever you want to refer to that non-physical connection that you always have, what do you think about this? How do you feel about the decision that I made? How do you feel about me walking through the casino with my son? And the source within you would say, no problem whatsoever. You are resilient beings that have filtering systems within you. There is so much that you are dealing with energy-wise, beams beamed through you, all sorts of cell phones and telephones and all sorts of particles in the air. In other words, there's more going on in your environment than you could ever begin to describe and define or that you'd ever want to. And your resilient bodies are dealing with all of it because that's just what you do. Your inner being is saying this to you. All is really well here. And you have a sort of pattern going on where you beat up on yourself on a pretty regular basis. And what's going on with your child is that you use your child as a reason to beat up on yourself more. In other words, isn't
Ouch.
That interesting? The love that you have for your child is what you're using as a whip to point out your failures about yourself, you see. And your child says, I'll play along, Mom.
No.
I won't be able to breathe as long as you're using me as your excuse.
Wow, you're good, Abraham.